Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Kane. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. One out. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to second. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into left field. Lenhart picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lenhart. White scores. Umflett moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Groth throws the ball into Dyke, who tags Pearsall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Umflett scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-1 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Groth. Kell reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. Gurnett goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. Two outs. Don Larson pinch hits for Bob Kane. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Umflett takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Umflett moves to second. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Umflett moves to third. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Umflett scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-2 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson juggles the ball. That's an error on Larson. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 2 in the game. Barry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive towards the mound. McDermott catches it and throws to first to double up Dyke. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larson. Umflett moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Umflett scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lipon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 3 in the game. McDermott hits a line drive into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. Larson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Umflett. Larson reaches second base with a double. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larson moves to third. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-4 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.